Registered nurses in Duluth plan an informational picket at one of the city's hospitals this afternoon, just a week after Twin Cities nurses ratified a new contract. Negotiations resume tomorrow between Duluth's two hospital groups and their nurses. So far, the nurses are holding out for new requirements on staffing and the number of patients under a nurse's care. If that sounds familiar, it's because such nurse-to-patient ratios were a leading issue for Twin Cities nurses, too, though they ended up with a contract that does not include the strict ratios that they wanted. Reporter Bob Kelleher has more from Duluth.
A dozen people are hard at work in the basement of Duluth's Labor Temple, stapling red and white posters to wooden handles, the signs that a small army in red T-shirts will carry in front of Duluth's SMDC Medical Center this afternoon. Duluth is the next front in a nationwide debate between nurses and health providers over how many patients a nurse can safely care for and whether nurse-to-patient ratios have a place in labor contracts. St. Mary's Duluth Clinic nurse Steve Strand, a negotiator for the Minnesota Nurses Association, says staffing is a key issue. He says his hospital has cut up to 200 nursing positions in recent years.
You have to have the correct number of nurses to be able to assess the patients appropriately so that you can provide this, the safe care that's necessary for patients. As there's less and less nurses, you have more and more patients to care for, and that just decreases the amount of time that you have for each patient.
Kirstie Hendrickson, a registered nurse at Duluth St. Luke's, says patients tend to need more time now because they're coming in sicker than they used to.
Patients who came in 20 years ago with diabetes and pneumonia now have diabetes, pneumonia, pressure ulcers. They might be septic, and you're spending more and more time with those patients. So when you have 9 patients that you're caring for, you're spread too thin.
Patient-to-nurse ratios were a key issue in recent negotiations between Twin Cities nurses and 14 metro area hospitals. But Duluth nurses say the ratios are even more critical in the Twin Ports, where the number of patients under a nurse's care often climbs higher than in the Twin Cities hospitals. Duluth nurse Steve Strand says Twin Cities nurses do have contract provisions, allowing nurses to stop new admissions to an understaffed unit.
They already have that within their contract. We don't have that up here in Duluth, and we really do need to advocate for that because that's kind of the stepping stone for ratios.
Mary Green, a spokeswoman for St. Luke's, declined an interview, saying it's premature to be talking to the media, but she says negotiations are continuing in good faith, and she wants that process to continue. Kim Kaiser, a spokeswoman for St. Mary's Duluth Clinic, says staff levels are safe for patients.
We feel we do have safe staffing now. We monitor our staffing levels every day, for every shift, for every unit, and if we need to, we may even make adjustments in the middle of a shift. We also benchmark those staffing levels against national standards to make sure that we're at or better than national standards.
Kaiser says both sides were watching the Twin Cities negotiations, but she says there are many key differences. Duluth's SMDC and St. Luke's, for example, are negotiating separately with nurses.
We're not negotiating with a large hospital group, as we saw down in the Twin Cities. At this point, our talks are very cordial, respectful, still productive, and so we're hoping that we can avoid a strike like they did have that one-day strike in the Twin Cities.
The Duluth nurses, too, say they are optimistic, and they describe positive negotiations. Combined, there are more than 1,300 registered nurses at the two Duluth hospital systems. Staffing has dominated the conversation so far, with no proposals yet on economic issues. But the nurses say their staffing proposals have fallen on deaf ears at least one of the providers, SMDC Health Systems, which owns the hospital targeted for today's informational picketing. Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.